Welcome to the Mike Hewitt Show, 11 years and growing. It's about family, business, work, and politics like you've never heard it before. Yep, it's true. There's more than just a touch of wry humor mixed in. And now your host, Mike Hewitt.
Folks, I am Mike Hewitt, co-hosts Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedemdorski. And listen, I got to tell y'all, top of the pile to start the show is a Ludwig topic. But before I turn to him, I got to ask Miles something. So, folks, you got to picture this. The three of us share texts. So it's ongoing. It's day after day. And sometimes we'll miss a few and then we'll make up for it with a whole barrage of texts. So, Miles, have you ever noticed that when you and I debate, Ludwig disappears?
Yeah, he just goes dark. I've brought that up a couple times. I was like, Lud never gets in the middle of the crossfire.
It's funny. It's hilarious. I mean, as soon as the water gets up above his knees, he runs.
No, I'm
What's
smart.
That about?
I get out of the way of the jello being flung.
All right, it's your topic. So what are you telling us about RFJ Jr.? Are you voting for him? Is that what you were trying to say?
No.
Wow.
So I remember last week asking you guys if he was more of an example of the middle of America, what people want, and seeing how much traction he was getting. Well, this week it came out that he has named two gentlemen, and actually not only named them, but went to them to be his VP running mates. Right. And one.
Who are they? This is the fun part. Who are they?
This is the really crackpot one, which is Jesse Ventura, former governor of Minnesota and former WWF wrestler.
Big time wrestling, buddy. Yeah, because he couldn't roller skate or he'd have been
in
a
all seriousness,
between.
In all seriousness, former Navy SEAL too. Got to applaud him on that.
Yeah.
And then the other one is the current NFL quarterback for the New York Jets, formerly of the Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers.
Says the folks, you got to picture this. We're all on the internet, so we're looking at each other, and the only thing I can see is Miles's big Chicago Bears hat sticking up in the camera. So the boo's done, and I see our producer's got his thumbs down at the Bears hat. Wowzers. All right, Ludwig, is Miles right? Because right to the lead up of the show, folks, I think it was you, Miles, that said he's just trying to get some oxygen. Is that, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but
he's
just reaching. And curiously, Lud, he was on my show notes for today. RFK Jr. denounces the label spoiler. Evidently, the Democrats are calling him a spoiler. I don't know. What's he capable of getting? 3 or 4%, maybe 5%? Let's speculate for a minute. Lud, it's your topic. What do you think he can pull in a general election?
Well, let's look at this, right? So we look at those two candidates. One's Minnesota, one's Wisconsin. What was the margin of victory in Wisconsin for Biden? I mean, we're talking the swing states. These two gentlemen might pull 1 or 2%, and that's the difference between a Biden victory and a Trump victory. And we see another Ross Perot type invasion to the election in a swing.
Listen, but in fairness, Ross Perot, he drew a lot more than this. And I got, folks, I apologize because I know that there are some Jesse Ventura fans politically. By the way, I get that. But when I saw that, I'm going. I for a moment took this seriously, and I say that respectfully. Because I get that in fact, he says it. RFK Jr. says the biggest party is independents. And when you look at the math, he's correct. But historically, third parties or independents, they've not done anything. And here's where lightning is going to strike, but please hit Lud instead of us. But the last time an independent did anything on a November ballot was George Wallace. And I tell you that because maybe he's a spoiler, but when you come up with these two running mates, and I got to tell you, I'm surprised that Miles isn't giggling about me being a cruiser, because I got off of the cruise boat when he ran around clearly a third, fourth place guy saying, I'm going to name a running mate. Why? You've got zero chance. Bullet, my Great Dane, has got more chance than you. Why in the world would you name a running mate?
And then the airplane. There's a difference between what Cruz did.
Hang on. And then the Trump plane drowned out his outside shell announcements. I'm going, you can't get any more poetic than this. You just couldn't. If I wrote that in a novel, people would be laughing. It was so hilarious. I'm sorry, Lud, it's your deal.
There's a difference between what Cruz did and what RFK is doing. Cruz was still in a primary.
Yep.
He was still in a primary to be the Republican nominee. So that's a major difference. RFK Jr. is a officially named independent candidate. So he has to name a VP and a running mate. Cruz jumped the gun, hopefully thinking that might put him ahead in the final primaries to get the delegates.
I'm with Miles. So there's on a difference this. Shaking his head no. What do you think? Well,
he's such a Trumpublican.
No, you know, although I would say Perot did deprive Clinton of getting a majority in his first term.
Right.
Nobody got to 50% of the popular.
Right. He did do that.
So hold on. So you're saying
you got your hand up. This is like third grade, folks. He's got his hand up.
I like
this. And to the little kid in the back of the room with a mouthful of cookies.
I did have cookies earlier. So what you're telling me, Miles, is you don't believe that Perot was the difference in Bush not winning, but was the difference in Clinton not getting the majority.
Well, or all of the above.
Yep, I agree with that. I got to tell you, he did stop Clinton from drawing a majority, but I have maintained ever since. And by the way, a lot of folks don't agree with me on this point, but I've absolutely and continue to believe that Ross Perot was a Clinton plant. He wasn't ever going to hurt the Clintons. He was going to take away from Bush. And in fact, if y'all remember, he got out. And they're going, hey, you can't get out. You've not done your job yet. We're not going to do the NAFTA deal and make you even more billions if you get out before it's time. And he got back in. And he absolutely cost Bush his reelection. Absolutely did that. And he did prevent Clinton from getting a simple majority. I agree with you. But he heavily peeled from the right side. I don't think RFK peels from the right.
Do you think Hillary threatened him by saying she was going to suicide him?
Yeah. You're going to be found in a park with three bullets in the back of your head where you shot yourself. You know what? how does that work?
Hey, one last thing on RFK.
Yep.
I do think that he doesn't like this spoiler label. The same as when the doctor ran for office, Ron Paul ran and said, would you guys quit saying I can't win?
Right.
Because if you keep instituting he's just a spoiler, you're telling people he can't win. Therefore, why would you vote for him?
Right.
So he doesn't want to be seen as a spoiler. He wants to be seen as a legitimate candidate.
Listen, and the Ron Paul people were extremely serious. And so I step right out on the end of the dock when I say this, but he didn't have a chance of winning, none. And I actually like a lot of his ideology. I did not like.
And neither does RFK.
The style of politics that he used was vitriol and was mean-spirited. And the average voter does not say, yeah, sign me up for more mean crap. Just doesn't happen. I'm sorry. It doesn't happen. We can see that and we can see that Miles knows what I'm saying. We can see that all across the fruited plain.
I've been called a nut now.
We're going to have to pick up when we come back from the break, folks. We will be right back. Listen, guys, help me with this question. We got to go in a different direction, and this is a serious, serious question. So I'm asking, does Democratic leadership, and I know, by the way, I've been hearing a lot about this lately. I really have put some thought into it, and I've done a lot of reading. I earnestly cannot answer this question. I ask, does Democratic leadership seek to save or thwart a democracy? And to the folks on my side of the aisle yelling, we're a republic, we are, according to our founders, a hybrid, a democratic republican form of self-governance. We democratically elect our representative government. That was a hybrid system at the time, still is in my view. But to the greater question, everything that the Democrats are yelling about, from Trump to local politics, is an accusation of somebody, I don't care, even school board candidates. The Democrats are running around trying to, you know, our democracy is at risk. And I'm going, wait a minute. You folks, you Democrats, you're the only ones that are trying to upend ballots and redefine everything that's going on. In fact, Ludwig, you're the one that got me on this tangent with one of the things you shared back and forth with me on Facebook Messenger. And in fact, I've seen variations of it. It's where they're running around in some city somewhere interviewing black folks, asking them, do you know where the DMV is? Do you know, do you have a driver's license? Do you have a state ID? Do you have any idea how to vote? And these black people, they're good people, by the way. They're looking at them like, the heck are you asking me those dumb questions for? These are the steps that, to me, undermined the democracy. And I, folks, I mean this earnestly. The very people yelling that the democracy is at great risk are the people doing it. What do you guys reel me in? Because that's what I passionately believe. Miles, I see you're nodding. What do you think?
Yeah, no, that you're spot on. I mean, when you're trying to take somebody off of the ballot because you don't want the voters to have that option, that there's nothing democratic about that.
Absolutely agreed. And by the way, and it wasn't a November ballot, it was a pseudo private party organization nomination ballot, not an election ballot. And they wanted to, and I don't need to revisit this because it's just one of a number of things that we use, that I use. I'm trying to get my head around it. And I'm going, wait a minute. How can you remove somebody from a pseudo private organization's nomination? How do you do that? The answer is they don't. They don't. But to me, that is an assault on democracy. Telling an entire swath of the American population, you're too stupid. You can't vote without us. Folks, that's the biggest crock of racism that we've seen in the United States in two generations. To tell an entire segment of our population that we're going to have to widen no voting, no election day. We got to make it an election month, and we're going to spoon feed you because we're smarter than you and you're dumb. Go, no, that's not true, and it's not democracy. Ludwig?
But isn't everything that we have, but the government has set up to create equal rights, especially when it comes to race, in terms of testing and other things like Michigan State Police exam, where it's a 10-point difference for a white male versus a black female.
They've been doing that.
Passing. Isn't that racism?
But Lud, it is racism. But listen, they've been doing that for three generations. So I remember my brother-in-law looking at running for the sergeant's test in Pontiac, Michigan, back when Pontiac, Michigan still had a police force. Think of that for a minute. And it was the same thing. But what it does is it discourages everybody while telling a slice of everybody, you're too stupid. We got to help you. Folks, that's just not true. It's just the black folks, minorities in general, are every bit as intelligent as anybody else. And for a political party to point at them and say, you can't succeed without us, is the epitome of arrogance and racism. And I don't use the word racism. Miles, you and I have talked on this show many times. When we grew up, calling somebody or something racist, folks, it was a big deal. It really was. And now everybody, I don't like what you put on your toast. You must be a racist. You going, seriously? Seriously, that's where we're at as a culture? I don't know. Lud, I cut you off, but what were you trying to tell us?
It's, well, I don't think before it was as vocal as it is now, or as known. But when you, when the thing I sent you, if you listen to these kids that were interviewed on college campuses, and it was mostly Ivy League school, it looked like, they're white, affluent kids who are literally parroting what the media say about these voter ID laws. Yep. Word for word, verbatim.
Yep. But they're being taught.
And then when they go out, they ask the people, the black people look disgusted, like, who would even say this? Where's this even? They don't even know where it's coming from. They're like, what? Yep. We don't know how to get an ID. The DMV, the just guy happened. Literally named the address of the DMV.
Yep. We've actually touched on this topic before. And the reason I brought that specific thing up, first off, because you shared that reel with me. But second off, is me wrestling with the concept of, are they, and I've always said, by the way, you know who they are and what they're doing by the names they call you and the things that they accuse you of. We always know that. So when they run around saying you're trying to destroy democracy, folks, I'm just being honest. It causes me to pause. CNN legal analyst. I got to wait for that one. Election disinformation takes a big leap with AI being used to deceive worldwide. I don't necessarily care what's going on in England. I'm just being candid with you. But we're watching AI now being used in the United States. Miles, you specifically having, as a computer scientist, I remember touching on this topic with you 6 or 7 years ago on the show. And what we're now watching is that what we were talking about coming to fruition. So I watch them. By the way, folks, let's be fair here. Both sides of the divide do this. I watch Trump saying something you know that Trump didn't say. Stop it. That's as obvious as can be. Trump didn't say that. But the other side doing it to Biden, and it's being done on local levels in state house and up kind of elections. It's a little bit pricey. And they use AI to provide disinformation on social media. So I see people, good people, sharing things that make no sense. In fact, I've got a couple on the list that I want to touch on today. But they're being plugged into the argument. They're being plugged into the American argument. It's disinformation. It's on purpose. While they run around and censor what we say because we didn't pass the fact check, they're specifically using nonsense and AI level technology to folks, these things are not the hallmarks of democracy, and they're largely being done by the folks. Miles, correct me if I'm wrong, but the folks that are engineering this stuff are out in California. And are those people centrist, or are they left, or are they right? Miles, you've been in that world your entire life. Tell me, are they? What do you think their ideology leans towards?
No, so Silicon Valley is way left.
Yeah, not like left. We're talking uber crazy, far out fringe left. Am I wrong?
No, and you only have to think about Zuckerberg and Facebook. And
do you really think it's coming from California though, and not Eastern Europe or Southeast Asia?
Listen, we're going to get into the TikTok thing somewhere in the show, because that's really the argument that you're throwing.
I'm talking about the AI.
I'm telling you that the technology seems to be coming from California, but the people that are using it are leftist corporations with an agenda. That's how I'm interpreting it. Maybe I'm all wet, but folks, if democracy is based on truth, we have a problem. That's all I'm saying, and it causes me pause. So when I look into the topics for the show, if I can't source my topic three times, I don't use it. Because I don't want to be a part of the problem. It doesn't make me always right, but it makes me be as careful as I possibly can. Folks, stay with us. We got to go to a break. We'll be right back. folks, if you're just tuning in, I am Mike Hewitt, co-hosts Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedemdorski. We are broadcasting from our flagship station, 1450 AM and 99.7 FM, WHTC, beautiful Holland, Michigan, on the shores of Lake Michigan, where the spring is finally finding us. Folks, if you're hearing us, regardless of what state you're in, you are absolutely listening to the best radio station in your community. We appreciate them for carrying us, but even more so for you to be listening. Guys, listen, we got into this AI conversation, and I want to, if you don't mind, I want to pick up where we left off a little bit on that topic. And folks, I got to tell you, sometimes the conversation during break is as good or better than the show itself, because we get a little bit fired up, and I like that part. So AI, for me at least, Lud, tell me, it's, again, it's still your topic, but for me, when I get on AI, I find myself right down the rat hole into the TikTok argument. And folks, let me be candid with you. This show, I do the 60-second piece, which I hope we'll play today. It's a 60-second feature, call it what you want. It goes out to a bunch of radio stations thanking them, but it also goes TikTok, Facebook, X-Files, or whatever you call Twitter nowadays. I'm going to keep calling it X-Files. Those Instagram, all over the place. And by far, the folks on TikTok, in terms of viewership, they add up to sometimes as much as double what all the rest of the social media is for this show, those features combined. And so when I hear that it's just Chi-Coms, okay, I get that. And I see Miles nodding his head, no, shaking his head in disagreement. I'm probably closer to you on this topic than you know, Miles. I have really become not a fan of social media for a bunch of different reasons. If we did a checklist, we probably have the same rationale as we usually do, but folks, we're really good at getting to the same spot by two different complete paths, approaching 50 years of that, so here we go. I'm telling you, though, I'm watching the House passes TikTok divestment bill. Maskey Musk rail against Trojan horse First Amendment implications. Here's my problem with it. Lud, because it's yours, I'm going to default to you when I'm done babbling here a second. But listen, I happen to agree with the idea that this is a Trojan horse. If you don't like the place that you're going to, if you came to the Renegade River that started out as our primary sponsor years ago, it was a store I owned. If you came to the store and you didn't like it, don't go there. And Miles, you don't like Facebook, you don't go there. That's what freedom is about. It isn't what the House of Representatives, by the way, they can't do that without the Senate and the President, separate argument. It isn't what government can protect me from. And I'll tell you at the same time, in defense of all of these social media outlets, I get the argument that they're advertising or promoting themselves as a news source. I get that. But I'll tell you, if some fringe left screwball came into Renegade River, the store I owned, and stood in the middle of my shop, in the middle of my customer base, and started espousing Chi-Com far left fringe Democrat craziness, I'd bounce him or her right out through the front door. I may or may not open it on their way out. I'm just telling you. So if I owned Facebook and I were far left or far right or far anything, I'd say, hey, this is my company. If you don't like it, go somewhere else. I feel that way. And I don't think that this is a role for government. Ludwig, straighten me out. Am I wrong on that?
No, I think that the fact that they're picking and targeting a certain company here is asinine. And back to the picking winners and losers.
Miles, big grin on your face now. What's that about, sir?
So, Lud and I had this argument yesterday via text.
Yep.
So the question becomes, do we throw the Constitution out the window for the safety of the country, or do we value the safety of the country over the Constitution?
Got to tell him.
So,
I don't know.
Lud?
No. So go to that. Who? What are they getting that's national security from a 14-year-old dancing on TikTok?
I don't think that. I think that they're saying that they're extrapolating, and you guys have heard me endlessly on the show and in private saying this is all about the math. Miles, how many times have you heard me say this is about the math?
Right.
It doesn't matter whether we're talking about a congressional race or the numbers that they can extrapolate from TikTok. My only point in that argument is that Facebook does the same thing, and that's okay. They do the exact same thing, and they're selling it to the exact same screwball nut friends left kooks. They just are. So it's the same. I don't know if it's the same math. By the way, you go to Telegram. There's a lot of people on Telegram. Talk about the biggest exchange of absolute poop that there ever was. It's just not. And if you start grabbing issues, what are you giving me that look about? Yeah, I can say that on the air. Yep. Listen, it's what it is. It's nonsense. You start grabbing topics that people are enraged over and track them down. One of them I just saw was Walmart and Target are going to start charging you to use their automated system. Folks, they're already charging you. It's built into the price of goods. They're not going to charge you the door. They're building it into the price of goods. Yes, Ludwig, you're fanning like a windmill.
Did you just say they want me to pay them to work for them?
No. That's the interpretation, but you are paying for the equipment. Yes, you are. Anyone that thinks that the cost of that equipment sitting there to ring up your machine is free, they're on drugs. That's stupid. It's not like kind of dumb. It's stupid. Walmart, Target, all of them had to pay for that equipment. And then they pay, by the way, folks, they pay crazy property tax money for the square footage of the privilege of just the machines sitting there. And guess what? You're buying your Kellogg's or whatever you're in there, your jug of milk, whatever you're buying, it's in it. Just like Ragu, the cost of doing business, including those machines, is packed into the price. So I see this nonsense getting shared around on social media about Walmart and Target is going to do this, we're going to do that. I'm going, you idiots, they're already doing that. Lord, how dumb is that?
Yeah. But now that I'm going to already pay for it. Plus, yes, I'm going to pay a fee.
There's no fee.
Go do the job.
There's no fee. There's not going to be a fee. That's the whole point.
You said there's a monthly fee for me to do it.
But they're not going to do that. They're already charging you a fee. It's in the price of the goods you're buying.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, somebody sitting in Mama's basement thought, what can I say tonight that'll get me a lot of likes? I'll say this is dumb, but everybody will share it and it'll get a lot of likes and comments. You going, really? That's what you thought of? Folks, and here's my point on this, and I hate to be one of them, but we've got to stop being the people that run around and make lists of problems and start being the people that run around making lists of solutions. We got to start saying, what are we actually doing? Why are they paying crazy money for property tax? I ran dealerships, car dealerships, for how many years, Miles? 32 years? You should see the money that your local Chevy, Ford, et cetera, dealer pays in property tax. And guess what? While you fringe left nut jobs are all excited that those rich people are stuck with taxes, guess who's paying those taxes you love so much? You are. Morons. Can I say that, Ludwig? Is that fair?
No, you can't. By the way, if we ever actually do a property tax segment, we're going to have to get Life Alert to be the sponsor because you will have a heart attack.
No, I don't get stressed. I don't get upset like maybe you interpret. I'm just telling you some of the stuff is it's the greatest threat to our hybrid democratic republic. Misinformation, miseducation were being used as tools. Folks, we're smarter than this. That's really my driving point. Folks, stay with us. We will be right back. All right, guys, let's change direction a little bit. Brian, do you do me a favor? Will you play that 60-second feature I'd mentioned earlier in the show? A curious truth, the human mind is powerful, for it can rationalize anything. The ultimate example of that truism is the American left justifying or ignoring the negative impact their fringe left policies are having on the lives of all Americans. In just 3 years, my favorite lunch went from $7.55 to $15.90. Pump prices doubled, home utilities record high, America covertly engages in two wars, and there are flashpoints around the globe. Biden's foreign policy? Train wreck. Domestic violence up. Depression and anxiety up. Drug use and suicide up. A record number of homeless people and millions of illegals pouring across our border. City tax up. City service down. College tuition up. Attendance down. Every measure of the way we live has turned negative. Democrats vote for this stuff. Yep, the human mind truly is powerful, for it can rationalize anything. Find the Mike Hewitt Show on Spotify and Apple Podcast. You'll like it. So here it is, guys. So I worked for a guy, his first name was Tommy, and he used to say, when it was a huge business, and he would sometimes have to remind everybody, he'd say, the human mind is powerful, for it can rationalize anything. Whenever he saw something that was obviously goofy or wrong being done in the business, he would use that as, and you knew that was a precursor for something that was coming, as he would address whatever the issue was. But listen, it's probably been 20 years since I first heard that, and I apply it to a lot of things, like most of the show today on the things that we've touched on, and I try to get my head around, why do they do that? And Miles, I get Trump derangement syndrome. I understand that. I do, by the way, and it's accurate. There's certainly something to that. But I sit and I look at America where we're at now, 3 years into it. We've touched on this back during early COVID. I was talking about Subway submarines. It's my favorite. It's a BMT, by the way. I'll just tell you. At the time, I was paying $7.55 tax included here in the great state of Michigan. That same sandwich at the same store now is $15.90. It's the same sandwich. And I pump prices. They've been in the sky, but folks, they're double where Biden took over. Home utilities are literally at a historic all-time high. We're covertly engaged in two wars that are none of our business by any measure. I got to tell you up front, I'm a non-interventionist. I don't care if you're pro this guy or pro that guy. I don't care about none of that stuff. Don't invest my treasury. Don't invest the lives of fellow Americans in wars that are not a threat to the sovereignty of our country. Don't do it. That's the test I look at candidates with. By the way, on that regard, Miles, your man Trump wins because he does not engage us in battles where we don't belong. I want the strongest U.S. military the world has ever seen engaged in defending our sovereignty, not somebody else's. And I've told you since the onset of that Ukrainian drama, I can't tell which one of them is the rottenest. The guy that runs Ukraine or the guy that runs Russia, they're both rotten to the core. And we've given them how much money, Miles?
Oh, 100
billion?
Billions.
It's in the billions, folks. It's three-digit billions. And I look and I go, wait a minute. We're $34 trillion plus in the ditch. We've got tens of thousands of people, probably in the millions, that are homeless, living in the streets. Anybody that wants to really find a third world country only needs to go to Philadelphia, Detroit, South Chicago, Watts, LA. You can find a third world country to help right here in the United States. And we're giving away billions to a war, wars, plural, that are none of our business. We're sending life there. We're sending treasury there. I look at that. Domestic violence up, depression, anxiety up, drug use, suicide up, a record number of homeless. I've touched on that. City taxes, because that's been my topic for the last 6 months. I apologize. City taxes up. City services down. Not just locally, everywhere in the country. Come on, folks. We're in control, not them. College tuition is up. Attendance is down. Professor, is that true?
Yeah, it's true. I'm only at one university right now. I used to be at two pre-COVID. And since COVID, I've only been at one.
And I sit down and folks, I you'd be glad I didn't do the whole list just now. It's a huge list. All of the measures of the way we live in the United States have turned negative inside 3 years. I don't care if you hate Trump. I don't care if you hate Biden. I don't care if you're a D or an R. The bottom line is that every single measure of how we live has went negative in the last 3 years. The part that I don't get is how in the world do Democrats then say, I'm voting for Biden. How do you end that list with them saying, yep, I'm a Democrat, I'm proud of it. Who in the world's proud of this hot mess? And I, folks, it's just math. Miles, am I all wet here? Am I off in the ditch again?
No, and you know, the thing that I find curious, during the State of the Union address, Biden just screaming at us.
He was angry. Yep, you're right. And Ludwig says that I'm going to have a heart attack. Folks, I got to tell you, I'm passionate, but I'm not mean-spirited and angry. That was probably the most mean-spirited State of the Union in the history, at least in our history. I went back to watch Bill Clinton on purpose. In fact, I touched on this last week. Folks, I literally went back and watched Bill Clinton's State of the Union from 1995. The world was coming apart at the seams for Bill Clinton, if you all remember. And he gave an uplifting future. I didn't agree with him, but I didn't walk away going, holy smokes. I did the other night. So I'm sorry to cut you off, Miles, but I don't know how somebody could realistically watch that and say, yep, I'm proud of that.
Yeah, I mean, and what if you're a staffer of Biden, what were you thinking? What was your end goal there by just yelling at everybody, being shrill?
They wanted folks to see that he was alert and attentive and had spirit, because the contrary is more obvious. He trips over his own feet. He cannot hold a. In fact, there were several times during that speech, not to make this about the speech, but there were several times where you could see he was momentarily lost. I don't know what kind of audio they had going in his ear, but somebody somewhere was snapping him out of it. He'd get lost for a minute. Folks, and I'm not making fun of him. I'm actually concerned. But right now I'm concerned with the idea that the folks are so concerned about D's and R's and crap that they're sharing on Facebook and justifications. My old boss, Tommy First, is correct. The human mind is powerful, and it can rationalize anything. Somebody going to vote for Joe Biden. And by the way, there are lots of choices. We started out the show today talking about RFK Jr. Biden is not your only choice. Who in the world can look at that hot mess and go, yeah, I'm supporting that? Lud, what say you?
I'm gonna throw a bowling ball here.
I'm ready. Go ahead.
I think there's people on the left about Trump. Hey, there's RFK. Why would you want to vote for that hot mess?
Listen, there is, and folks, I gotta tell you, Miles is giggling, but I'm gonna be candid with everybody. So Ludwig sends me a reel on Facebook Messenger, and it was like a gaff laugh of Biden. That was a whole concert of buffoonery statements that Biden has made. Gaffes. They were innocent gaffes. And within 2 minutes, I found one that looked almost identical that the left had made up about Trump. I have to tell you, the reality of it is that I personally think Trump is too old. Having said that, Trump is far more lucid than most of the people that we know in our lives. That's a fact. It is just a fact. I think 79 on inauguration, to me, that's a bridge too far. Doesn't matter. The man is lucid. His brain is active. He's functional. I've said many times on the show, I could not keep up with his schedule. And I can't say any of those things. Intellectually honest, I can't say any of what I just said about Trump, about Biden. Yes, Ludwig?
One thing I want to add up, because I know we're in the time here. Back in 1984, there was a lot of people on both sides saying he's too old. And he was younger than both of these guys are about to be. And what we do know is in his last term,
he was.
he was younger than both of these guys are now.
Yep.
And we know in his last term, he was starting to lose it.
And in his final year, he may have been challenged. I guess we could take that up as a debate. In fact, Miles is saying no. Let's pick that up next week because that's a fun topic. We will have some fun with that. Folks, listen, I got to tell you, these are some big topics. You got to stay with us this coming week. We're going to hit right on it. Thank you very, very much for joining us today. Please be safe. We'll see you next week.